Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Dear brothers and sisters, today we gather in the presence of God, united by a common thread that runs through each of our lives, the experience of loss. Be it the loss of a loved one, a job, a relationship, or even a dream, we all know the sting of things slipping away. But take heart, for our God is a God who sees every tear, hears every sigh, and knows the depths of every sorrow. My friends, when we are overwhelmed by what we've lost, it's easy to feel alone, but I want to remind you that God is always with us. He is omnipresent, meaning he is everywhere at all time. He was there when the loss occurred, and he is here with you now, walking with you through the valley of your grief. God's omnipresence means that there is no place, no situation, no circumstance where God is not present. Whether you are sitting quietly at home, driving to work, or even in a crowded room feeling isolated, God is right there with you. His presence is a constant, unwavering source of comfort and strength. Psalm 139, 7, 10 beautifully captures this truth. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. These words remind us that no height is too high, no depth too deep, and no distance too far for God's presence. Imagine a loving parent watching over their child. Even when the child feels scared or alone, the parent's presence provides comfort and assurance. Our Heavenly Father is infinitely more attentive and loving. He watches over us with care and compassion beyond our understanding. He is not distant or detached. He is intimately involved in every detail of our lives. So, when we walk through the valley of grief, it can feel lonely and desolate. But remember, you are not walking alone. God is with you every step of the way. He understands your pain and shares in your sorrow. Hebrews 4:15 tells us that we have a high priest in Jesus who empathizes with our weaknesses. Jesus, who walked this earth and experienced the full range of human emotions, knows what it means to suffer and grieve. So, dear friends, when you feel overwhelmed by loss, take comfort in knowing that God is with you. He was there when the loss occurred, and he is here with you now, walking with you through the valley of your grief. His presence is a source of comfort, strength, and hope. Trust in him, lean on him, and let his omnipresence be the light that guides you through the darkest times. Beloved friends, our God is a compassionate God. Psalm 56:8 tells us, "You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book." This verse reassures us that none of our pain goes unnoticed by God. He sees every tear you cry and every heartache you endure. Think about that for a moment. Every tear you have shed, every pang of sorrow you have felt, God has seen and collected. This profound compassion shows us that our experiences matter deeply to God. When you are in the midst of sorrow, it can feel like no one understands or cares about your pain. God does. He is a loving Father who is moved by the suffering of His children. Just as a parent hurts when their child hurts, God hurts when we hurt. He is present with us, comforting us, and offering us His peace. In the story of Lazarus in John 11, we see Jesus' compassion on full display.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
And Jesus saw Mary weeping over the death of her brother, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping. He was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Jesus wept. John 11, 33, 35. Even though he knew he would raise Lazarus from the dead, he was still deeply moved by the sorrow of those he loved. This moment shows us that Jesus, who is God in human form, feels our pain and is deeply compassionate towards us. God's compassion is not just a feeling. It is an active force in our lives. Psalm 34, 18 tells us the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. When we are brokenhearted, God draws near to us. He is there to heal, to comfort, and to restore. His compassion leads Him to action, bringing us hope and healing in our darkest times. Remember the parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10:25. 37. When others passed by the wounded man on the road, the Samaritan saw him, took pity on him, and cared for his wounds. This is a picture of God's compassion for us. He does not pass us by in our suffering. He stops, tends to our wounds, and cares for us with deep and abiding love. My friends, in your moments of sorrow, when you feel overwhelmed by loss and pain, remember that God is with you. He sees your tears and understands your heartache. His compassion is a source of comfort and strength. You are not alone in your suffering. God is there, collecting your tears, holding you close, and promising to bring you through to the other side. My friends, one of the most beautiful promises in the Bible is found in Joel 2:25. Where God says, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. This is not just a promise of physical restoration, but a holistic healing, emotionally, spiritually, and relationally. God is in the business of restoring what has been broken and lost. When we think about restoration, it's important to recognize the depth and breadth of what God offers. This promise speaks to every area of our lives that has experienced devastation. Whether it's the loss of health, relationships, opportunities, or peace, God's promise to restore is comprehensive. He does not merely replace what was lost. He transforms and renews it, bringing greater blessings than we can imagine. Consider the context of Joel 2:25. The people of Israel had experienced a devastating locust plague that destroyed their crops, leading to widespread famine and hardship. But God's promise of restoration was not just about replenishing their food supply. It was about renewing their land, their hope, and their faith. It was a promise that extended beyond the physical realm to touch the very heart and soul of the nation. This promise of restoration is echoed throughout Scripture. In Isaiah 61:7, we read, instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion, and instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance, and so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. God's restoration brings not just a return to the previous state, but an abundance. Double for our trouble, joy for our sorrow, and honor for our shame. God's restoration is holistic. He restores our emotional health by healing our broken hearts. Psalm 147:3 says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." When we bring our pain and sorrow to God, He tenderly cares for us, bringing comfort and healing to our wounded spirits. Spiritually, God restores our relationship with Him. Through Jesus Christ, we are reconciled to God and brought into a loving relationship with our Creator. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. This spiritual restoration renews our identity and purpose, giving us a fresh start and a new life in Christ. Relationally, God can restore broken relationships. He works in our hearts and in the hearts of others to bring forgiveness, reconciliation, and peace. Ephesians 4:32 encourages us to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you. Through God's grace, even the most strained and fractured relationships can be healed and restored. God's restoration is not bound by our limitations or our understanding. Ephesians 3:20 reminds us that God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. When we place our trust in God, we can have confidence that His restoration will exceed our expectations and bring about a greater good than we could have envisioned. As you reflect on the losses in your life, hold on to the promise of God's restoration. Know that He sees what has been taken from you and is already at work to restore and renew. His plans for you are good, and He desires to bring wholeness and healing to every area of your life. Dear friends, let this promise of restoration fill you with hope and courage. Trust in God's unfailing love and His commitment to restore what has been broken. Lean on Him and allow His restoring power to transform your life. With God, the years that the locust has eaten will be restored, and you will see His abundant blessings unfold in your life. My brothers and sisters, healing and restoration are processes. They may not happen overnight, but God works in His perfect timing. Isaiah 61:3 speaks of giving a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. As we trust in God and lean on Him, He will transform our ashes into beauty. The journey of healing often feels like a slow and painful road. When we are in the midst of suffering, it's natural to want immediate relief. However, God's healing process is often gradual, allowing us to grow, learn, and deepen our faith along the way. This process requires patience, trust, and a willingness to lean into God's presence, even when we don't see immediate results. Consider the image of a wound healing. Initially, it may look worse before it gets better. The wound needs time to close, scab over, and eventually form new skin. Similarly, emotional and spiritual healing can be messy and uncomfortable at first, but it is in this process that true restoration occurs. This transformation doesn't happen instantly. It's a divine exchange that takes place as we bring our brokenness to God and allow Him to work in our lives. Throughout the Bible, we see examples of people who underwent significant processes of healing and restoration. So, as we navigate our own healing processes, it's important to remember that God is with us every step of the way. He understands our pain and is patient with our struggles. Philippians 1:6 assures us that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. This means that God is committed to our healing and will faithfully continue his work in us until it is complete. In the meantime, we can find comfort and strength in God's presence. Psalm 147, 3 tells us, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. God is not only aware of our suffering, but is actively working to heal and restore us. His love and compassion provide the balm we need as we journey through the healing process. As we trust in God and lean on Him, we begin to see His hand at work in our lives, transforming our ashes into beauty. It may be through small, incremental changes or through significant breakthroughs. Either way, God's healing touch is evident, bringing us closer to wholeness and restoring our joy. Dear friends, embrace the process of healing with hope and patience. Know that God is with you, guiding and supporting you through every step. Trust in His perfect timing and allow Him to transform your sorrow into joy, your mourning into gladness, and your despair into praise. With God, the process of healing leads to a beautiful and restored life. As you move forward, do so with hope. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Hold on to this promise as you navigate the path of restoration. God's plans for you are good. My friends, if these messages resonate in your heart, I encourage you to share them with others who may also find comfort and encouragement in God's promises. Together, we can spread hope and inspire faith in those around us. If you haven't already, consider subscribing to receive more uplifting content and reminders of God's love and faithfulness in your inbox. By subscribing, you'll stay connected with a community of believers who are journeying together in faith. Let's continue to uplift one another, share in each other's joys and burdens, and grow together in our relationship with God. May His love and grace be evident in every aspect of our lives. Now let us conclude this message with prayer. Heavenly Father, I come before You seeking restoration, healing, and financial blessings. I pray for restoration in every area of my life that needs healing and renewal. Please mend any brokenness in my relationships, health, and spirit. Grant me the strength and courage to overcome any obstacles that stand in the way of my well-being. I also ask for Your healing touch to be upon me. Please bring comfort and healing to any physical, emotional, or spiritual wounds that I may be carrying. Help me to experience wholeness and wellness in every aspect of my life. Lastly, I pray for financial blessings. Please guide me towards opportunities that will bring abundance into my life. Help me to manage my resources wisely and to be a good steward of the blessings You provide. May Your provision flow abundantly into my life, allowing me to be a blessing to others as well. I trust in Your divine plan for my life, and I am grateful for Your love and mercy. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.